Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50. The president has a news conference coming up at 9 o'clock. You'll hear it here on WYLL AM 580. Right now, though, the pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. A quick programming note: with that press conference scheduled for 9 o'clock, it's possible that the opening market report at 9:49 will be preempted, but you can still hear us live on the web. Go to WILLAG.org and page down to the Real Audio link called Agricultural Livestream. And, of course, we also podcast that particular show as well. So if you're receiving podcasts, you will get it. Cash hog prices today in the western corn belt in parts of Illinois are called mostly steady, with possible firm tones in some locations, while prices in the east are expected to be flat to weaker. Terminals are called steady to weaker, with tops from $36.50 to $39.50. Peoria called steady to weak, with a top price of $36.50. In the eastern corn belt, daily direct hog report for Tuesday, December 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,301 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $51 to $58, the weighted average $55.37, a loss of 58 cents for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.54 to $48.32, the weighted average $45.36. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,853, the base price range $49.25 to $58.50, the weighted average $54.42, a loss of 32 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33 to $46.17, the weighted average $44.06.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, I guess in the Western Plains, some areas which are needing moisture are getting moisture.
Yes, Dave, there is a lot of moisture across the Western Plains. Unfortunately for some, the moisture is coming down in the way of some freezing rain, and significant ice and snow accumulation has already occurred in western portions of the hard red wheat country. The storm will continue today, diminishing trend expected tonight and tomorrow. But another quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture likely, with more than 1.5 inches of precipitation and or liquid equivalent precipitation is expected across Nebraska and a few easternmost Kansas locations. That will translate out to snowfall up to 8 inches in some areas, and locally more occurring further to the west across northeastern Colorado and through much of Nebraska. Accumulations from east-central Colorado through north-central Kansas expected to be around 3 to 8 inches accumulation of snow, that is, with freezing rain occurring in a narrow band across the central plains. Some blowing and drifting snow will be possible in Nebraska, Colorado, northwestern Kansas as the snow center matures and continues to exit the region. Blizzard conditions expected today in Colorado and western Nebraska, where serious blowing and drifting of snow is expected. Again, a few areas could receive up to 22 inches of accumulation with serious drifting. No other major precipitation events are forecast for the hard red wheat country through the balance of the next 2 weeks. It does look like we'll have a precession of weak storm systems across the area, but that will only produce light amounts of precipitation. Temperatures will be in the 20s and 30s today in the blizzard region, and lows tomorrow morning will be in single digits. Highs across the rest of the hard red wheat country will be in the 30s and 40s through the weekend and into early next week. A few 20-degree highs confined to the northwest corner of the area tomorrow morning before the warming begins late this week and into the weekend. Over the next couple weeks, temperatures are expected to be near or slightly above average in Nebraska and near to below across the rest of the southern plains. This week's storm will definitely go a long way in bolstering soil moisture for crop improvements next spring. Other wheat areas, Australia still has some unharvested wheat areas that will receive some showers and thunderstorms for the rest of this week and into the weekend. Precipitation was in the western portion of Australia yesterday, will be in South Australia today in both Victoria and New South Wales for tomorrow and Friday. Locally strong thunderstorms are expected with favorable drying following the precipitation, and that should prevent any negative impact on the remaining small grain crop there. Less rain is expected to occur next week, and that should help expedite late season field work. Again, that was for Australia. Argentina's wheat region is adequately moist to support the filling and maturing crops in the Buenos Aires region. Rain reported overnight was welcomed by the more immature crops. Some harvest delays likely, but again, this situation that's been ongoing and no serious threat to grain quality is expected. The mild to warm weather in the U.S. Midwest wheat region has raised soil temperatures and brought a few southern crops out of dormancy. Cooler weather this week should help to curb any new plant development that takes place, and then precipitation over the next few days should be good for the crop use in the spring. And just a quick look at Brazil and Argentina's corn and soybeans. Still very nice conditions, excellent growth conditions there. Two-week outlook has changed very little with rain falling in all of Brazil at one time or another. Greatest amounts will be in the first week of the two-week outlook in the southern and central portion of the crop area. Some of the rain heavy with 1 to 3 inches of additional moisture possible by this time next week. In the Rio Grande do Sul into São Paulo areas, rainfall less frequent and less significant in northern crop areas. As far as Argentina, again, they are still looking at excellent growth conditions there. Rain fell in almost 80% of their crop region yesterday, amounts between 4/10 of an inch and just over 8/10 of an inch. Most often with some local amounts of 1 to 2 inches in southern Cordoba and southeastern Buenos Aires, along with the central Entre Rios and Santa Fe border. High temperatures, upper 70s and 80s, except in the far north, where some low 90s were noted. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 502¾, up 3/4, last trade up 2½. At the Board of Trade, March wheat open at 492¾, up 3/4, last trade up 2¾. March corn opened at 372¾, down 1/4, last trade up 3. January beans opened at 653, down 1/2, last trade up 2½. January soybean meal opened at 185.50, unchanged, last trade down 50. January soybean oil 2802, up 2. Last trade up 14. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
A week ago, we were talking bearishly about the crops and the outlooks for the futures, and now, just a week later, things positive. Is the March corn going to take out the overnight high at 376 today?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, super strong close yesterday and a real nice follow through last night. It's amazing how this market can just turn on a dime. You know, like you said, a week ago and even early yesterday, it looked like things looked very vulnerable to some more liquidation, and funds have kind of pulled it from the fire here right now. And I would be surprised if we didn't perk up a little bit here. 76 was sort of the high last week. I think we could test the water above that and, you know, see what kind of stops up there. Maybe give a run up to 77, 78 kind of thing, but I'd be surprised to see much more than that right now.
And soybeans, will they fill the gap from Monday to the upside?
Yeah, probably would on that kind of strength from the corn. I think, you know, to get those beans up to 58-ish or something like that wouldn't be surprising at all, and I believe that would accomplish that. So, you know, that being the case, again, they might be sort of sniffing out some stops and so forth here, but it does seem like, you know, it's a very low-volume trade, and we're not really accomplishing a lot technically, but just sort of backing and filling here, and I think it's kind of anybody's ballgame at this point.
The wheat market, should it follow corn and beans, or does the storm in the plains keep buyers cautious?
Oh, I don't think this is too fundamentally or weather-related right now, although in the corn, I mean, you can argue there's some real strong rumblings out there of, you know, real big export demand, Taiwan trying to buy a lot of corn from China. It's very evident that the world really does have a big appetite for corn. So I think wheat will kind of tend to follow corn and not really pay a whole lot of attention to you know, the wheat fundamentals in the short term. They don't seem all that critical to me.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay, Dick. Thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois, and he joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at wiloag.org. Up next, a presidential news conference. It's 9 o'clock.